102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, it's 7:54, partly sunny and 81 today. Maybe a shower this afternoon.
Let's just get right to it. We don't need the backstory. Turns out our boy Brett here gets chubbed up playing video games. And it's not the video games where it's like, you know, they tease you with a little Lara Croft where she's in the shower at the end there. Maybe it's a little tease. No, like Call of Duty, Madden, baseball games. The dude gets chubbed up.
Well, not all the way. I mean,
only semi.
Well, he said a little bit, to be fair.
He only gets semi-chubbed. He doesn't get to full flagpole.
And it's not the entire time I play, but I haven't played in a long time.
Is it just in the beginning, like when you just start out and you have a, like, you realize that there's nobody around and you're just chilling out and...
Well, that's usually when I have the time to play video games, which is rare.
Right.
And I just got MLB The Show 18 the other day. I've been meaning to get it for a couple of months. Finally got it.
So you got turned on by playing a baseball video game.
Well, I'm not looking at Aaron Judge and being like, oh, this is... He's very tall.
You're not looking at Aaron Judge, and you're hearing John Sterling's voice say, "All rise for the judge." No, you're not.
Wow. In which case, you'd just be obeying orders.
At least you have an excuse.
No, it's not happening.
Goodness gracious!
So, what is it? It's not Grand Theft Auto. It's not.
I mean,
something
it doesn't
like,
matter what the game is
to it.
And it's been a little while since I've played video games. I do have PS4. I just got that game, and I sat down, and I was playing the other day, and probably about 20 minutes or so into it. You know, I'm relaxed. I got my feet up in a reclined position.
Okay.
I'm chilling. I'm sitting there, and playing the game. So, again, it's not like I sit down, okay, here we go. Beep. No, it's as I'm sitting there probably for 20 minutes or so, playing for a while.
You get chubbed up.
Yeah.
You're totally into the game. You're not thinking about other things.
No.
100%
into the game.
Are you like, okay, let's think the angle of the dangle here. Is maybe the tip up against your leg and then like you're moving your legs back and forth and something like that is happening?
I mean, anything's possible. I mean, you know, the things are hanging down there.
When
and
you
maybe
make a player
they're touching
run.
The...
On MLB Show, you make a player run, maybe your legs start moving like you're running like the player.
Right, I'm moving with it. I think it's because of the position that I'm in, and I'm relaxed, but yet slightly excited while, you know, the adrenaline's flowing, playing the game, and blood is moving in places that it shouldn't necessarily do for that moment.
I have never heard of anybody say they got
Why would you want to admit it?
Yeah,
unless you're on a radio show.
Right.
How else would it even come up?
Right.
Unless you hang out with people for like, you know, a million hours.
And I forgot about
it
because it's been so long since I played. And the other day, I said, oh, yeah, I forgot that happens.
That happens.
Yeah.
Right there. That's weird. It's weird.
I don't think I need mental help for it.
It's not about mental health.
You said go talk to somebody, so that's getting mental help for it.
It's not about mental help. I don't think you're, like, damaged. I would just want to get to the bottom of why it's happening.
I think it's completely innocent, and I think it's more of
adrenaline and your heart beating fast.
Adrenaline.
Huh?
I don't think it's sitting in the position that I'm in for an extended period of time.
Yes, of course it's innocent. I don't think it's going to make you all rapey or anything like that. I just want to get down to the bottom of it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there are as many people with this affliction, if you want to call it that, as you may think there is.
I would say there's more people than would like to.
Yeah, really.
Because, well, again, why would you want to admit
it? Because you're in the group. You feel like there must be other people. You hope
there
are other people.
Right, this is one of those moments.
please
be somebody else.
Is there somebody else? Can there possibly be one other person that would admit it?
Anonymously on the phone.
Judging by the empty phone lines, I think the answer is no.
All right, we'll see.
So.
The phone number is 631-955-WBAB.
You want to play dead guy again?
Yeah. Do you get hard on playing Madden? If so.
If there's one guy, it would help you. One. It would sure help, wouldn't it?
Sure.
Okay.
We'll see. If there is. If not, well, we move on. 7:59, Ted Linder has the road.
Your BAB, Brad.
Roger and JP on BAB. We were just talking to Brett, our producer, about his video game habit. When he plays video games...
After sitting for a while, the blood flows in places it's not supposed to flow.
During video games.
Even though they are not any sort of pornographic game or anything leaning toward a sexual theme, It's straight up baseball, for example. What is it, MLB Show, you said?
The most recent one, MLB The Show, 18.
The Show.
Uh-huh. You got chubbed up doing a home run derby. That's broken.
But it doesn't matter what the game is.
But you're right. You don't need a shrink.
He is claiming maybe it's the adrenaline and or the heart beating fast.
No, in addition to blood flow being cut off from sitting in the same position for a while.
Uh-huh. Good morning, B.A.B. Go.
Good morning. That doesn't happen to me, but I'm wondering, does this dude, when his wife says, I'm going to slip into something a little more comfortable, he just say, I'll be right in. I'm going to play Madden first.
Right. That's his little warm-up.
That's not how it goes for everybody?
I don't know, man. Hey, the whole thing's a little freaky to me, man. Yeah.
All right.
You have a good one.
Thank you.
Brett, right now you are on an island.
It's very easy to judge.
Yes.
Very easy to
Isn't
judge.
Isn't it, though?
Right, we asked the question,
Omaha!
I'm ready now, honey. Let's do this.
Is there even one other guy who would admit to you're watching video games and it just happens for no reason?
I mean, my explanation makes sense.
631-955-WBAB. Maybe it's the blood flow and the heart rate. We'll see.
Of course it does, Brett.
Truck drivers, I need your help. You're sitting in the
2.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, 807. Well, Brett, our producer's video game situation where he's sitting in a reclined position watching for a little while, playing the video game, and then, things happen in areas that aren't related to the video games.
He gets chubbed up playing video games.
They're sports games. They're not even like
whatever the game is. The game is the side note. It's the act of actually playing the video game, whatever it may be.
You keep playing that. You keep like saying that it doesn't get to full flagpole.
Right.
But has it ever?
It has. To my recollection, no.
Yeah.
Good morning, B.A.B. Any help for Brett? Go ahead.
Hey, so it's a real stretch here, but is he playing one of those games where the controller vibrates and maybe he's just holding it in his lap and doesn't realize?
Well, the controller does vibrate.
Uh-huh. And you're in a reclining position. Your hands are relaxed down in your lap. Is that possible?
I mean, I'm not laying it flush up against my
area. On purpose,
my
but
area,
it could be happening.
But
no, you might be onto something with a vibrating controller. I mean, that kind of makes sense.
There's no way I'm the only one. I feel like everybody's being too cool for
Except
the room
that
here.
So far you are. 631-955-WBAB.
Is that how you feel? That's
you
how I feel.
Save Brett, maybe join his one-man club of video game players with a chub? Nope. 631-955-WBAB. Long on today, maybe shower this afternoon. Well, it's so far not a lot of support. Or none for
none
Brett, our
the,
producer. Poor guy. He plays MLB The Show or any other video game, mostly do with sports, you're saying, and for some reason ends up with a physical chub. It just happens. Maybe it's from the sitting. Maybe it's from the heart pumping, the adrenaline from playing the game.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Are you ever hooked up to a headset playing against other people when this happens? And if so, do you let them know?
No, I've never let them know. I don't think it's happened when I'm playing with the headset.
Okay. Another guy had a theory that the controller vibrates. Maybe, you're reclined. It's your hands are just sitting like in your lap area. Maybe it's vibrating. You don't even realize it's doing it.
What happens when you're sitting on the toilet for too long?
Your legs go numb.
Right. Because why? Blood flow is not going to where it's supposed to be.
Right.
My legs are slightly reclined. I'm sitting in the same position for 20, 30 minutes.
If I'm on the toilet too long, my legs don't. They get numb. They don't all of a sudden stick straight out.
What I'm saying is my legs are sticking straight out, so the blood flow is
good blood flow.
Slightly cut off and cut off to the area down below while being excited in other ways, playing video games. Uh-huh. So the adrenaline, the blood flow, staying in the same spot for the long time.
Hmm. Billy Mac, Private Eye is on the line. Billy, do you have commentary on this?
I've been listening to this show for numerous years, and it's quite possibly the most disturbing thing I've ever heard. That Brett's sitting there getting a chubby because he's watching men in tight pants put their hands under another guy's butt.
It doesn't matter what the game is, Billy.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be.
That's a side note. And Billy, I'm glad you called because you're doing a lot of sitting throughout the day.
No, that's a good
point. Never happens to you?
No, I don't get no chubbies from sitting in the car all day.
No, because Brett's theory is the position he's in, the reclined or the sitting position, and the blood eventually settles and the heart's beating and the adrenaline's going. Maybe Billy has a private eye. If you have to get out of the car and go collar somebody, the adrenaline's flowing, heart's beating. Does it happen?
No.
No. All right. Well, maybe you should see someone about that.
it still works, but all well and good when it needs to work.
When it's supposed to.
Yes.
Brett, we just got a request from another guy named Brett. Can you play Lonely as the Night by...
I don't think I have that song.
Thanks, Billy. Only the Lonely. Lonely All Night, John Cougar Mellencamp.
My explanation
There's
makes
so
sense.
Many lonely
I don't care
songs,
what these people
Brett.
Think.
Okay. Well,
audience full
is.
Of liars.
I think JP said it best. You're a man on an island, on an island.
I would give you my shrink, but he specializes in anxiety and depression. I don't think this is the area you need.
No, he doesn't sound depressed or anxious.
Far from depressed.
You need to...
Sounds happy and very...
You need flat-out nuts. I don't know.
Relax.
Even Ted's laughing at you. Now you know you got issues.
I guarantee you Ted has had it.
Nah. Not like that. I get it from eating certain foods.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Okay. Like paleo string cheese.
Well, there's a layover.
Now you guys can split the session.
Wait a second. No, you're kidding, right?
If I go to, like, if I eat a lot of cheese, I, you know, it helps.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. That's the guy we should have been talking to.
Yeah, exactly. We wasted our time with Brett. Wow. God damn
Brett,
it.
You're normal.
And green tea pills.
This is weird.
Okay.
All right, there he is. Our own Zed Linder. And he's got the roads.
Ted, you're it. Your B.A.B. Brad. Your B.A.B. Brad.